service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because in our weakness we can do nothing good without you, give us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments we may please you both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
First reading is from the book of Deuteronomy. See, I have set before you today life, prosperity, death, and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, in observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you your life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. The word of the Lord. The psalm for this morning is Psalm 119. It can be found on the insert. Happy are they whose way is blameless,
who walk in the law of the Lord.
Happy are they who observe his decrees,
and seek him with all their hearts.
Who never do any wrong,
but always walk in his ways.
You laid down your commandments. Oh, that my ways were made so direct,
that I might keep your statutes,
then I should not be put to shame. I will thank you with an unfeigned heart. I will keep your statutes.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos. Are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe. As the Lord assigned to each, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. The word of the Lord.
Our sequence hymn is number 304. Hymn number 304.
Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be leveled to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with your brother or sister, you are leveled to judgment. If you insult a brother or sister, you will be leveled to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be leveled to the hell of fire. So when you're offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister or has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go first, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're on your way to court with him. Where your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge, to the guard, and the judge will throw you, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said you should not commit adultery, but I say to you that anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out, and throw it away. It's better if you lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It also says, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife except on the grounds of unchastity causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you should not first swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. The gospel of the Lord.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today we are in the sixth week of Epiphany, and oh my goodness, next week we're in Transfiguration, and the next week we're in Lent. Like, time flies. But we've been talking this entire season of Epiphany about how the light shines through us and to others, that we may lead them to the light as well. And I think about how Moses led the people to the light and to the promised land, and how God leads us, and how Jesus leads us, and how we all said, well, if you just tell me the rules, I'll follow them. But you got to keep it really simple, right? And we'd like to believe that if we knew the rules, we would follow them. But I think it's not quite that simple. But as I was thinking about it, because we hear about that in the Old Testament, in the Psalm, in the Gospel today, about how we follow the rules, I was thinking about the book, All I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And some of his rules, very, very simple, straightforward. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt someone. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. Take a nap every afternoon. And I thought, well, gosh, we could do that. But when you look at little 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds, they don't do that. That doesn't come naturally to us, although we'd like to think that it does. So today we hear in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses, who was the person who brought the people the Ten Commandments, who brought them out of Egypt into the wilderness and toward the promised land. He was following everything the Lord had given him. And when he talked to the Lord, he shone with great light. And so he's talking to the people, trying to tell them how it works, because they don't quite get how it works. And Moses says to them, gives them the Lord's words, "See, I've set before you today life and prosperity or death and adversity. Your choice." Life and prosperity, death and adversity. And he says, if you obey the commandments that the Lord your God is commanding you today by loving the Lord your God and walking in his ways, and observing his commandments and decrees and ordinances, then you will live and be numerous. and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. Really simple. Follow the laws, the decrees, the ordinances that I have put before you, and you will live happily ever after. And then the Lord says, but. There's always a but in there. If your heart turns away, and if you do not hear, but you are led astray, and bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare that to you that you shall perish. Turn away from me, and you die. Turn to me, and you live. And Moses says to the people, choose life. It's really simple. Choose life because you know that the Lord your God loves you. You know the Lord your God created you. You know the Lord your God is bringing you into this promised land and giving you life. And so we know that. We know that we are God's chosen. We know that we were created by God. And so just love the Lord your God. It's that simple. But again, we know it's not quite that simple because we think somehow we have to earn God's love or fear God's condemnation. And God just loves us, has always loved us, will always love us. And now we get to choose whether we lead other people to that love and live in that love ourselves. Today we hear the Sermon on the Mount, and we hear Matthew's version of the Sermon on the Mount. This year we are reading Matthew. Matthew talks about the Sermon on the Mount. Luke is the Sermon on the Plain. Matthew says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. And Luke says, blessed are those who are poor. They're talking to two different audiences with two different perspectives. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew is trying to show the people that Jesus is the new Moses, but better. Jesus uses the language that Moses used, but then says, but I tell you. You have heard it said, but I tell you, because Jesus is the chosen of God, but unlike Moses, he never sinned. He is the Son of God. So today, he says to the people, you've heard it said, do not murder. I say, don't even get angry. He said, I didn't come to abolish the law. I came to fulfill the law. And in fulfilling the law, I'm asking you not to live just the letter of the law, but to live the intent. Now, I don't know about your house when your kids were growing up, but I know in my house, they knew the law. They knew right and wrong. And when I would hear somebody screaming, Mom, and the other one screaming, I didn't hit her. I didn't even touch her. I just looked at her. And it's like, oh, but you knew that would make her crazy. Yeah, I knew that would make her crazy. And Jesus is saying, don't even do that. Like, you know better. Don't go there. And he said, but if you do that, so don't murder, don't get angry, and don't even call people names. He said, because if you call someone a fool, you will be thrown into the fires of hell. Now, for just a moment, I want you to step aside. That word, fires of hell, literally translates to Gehenna. And if you're looking at the holy city with the temple over here, and over here is the Hinnom Valley, where Jesus walks through the Hinnom Valley up to the Mount of Olives, but opposite the temple is the Valley of Gehenna, and it's the city garbage dump. And all those sacrifices that people bring to the temple are gathered up, thrown over the wall into this burning dump. All the garbage from the whole city and the waste from the whole city is thrown over the garbage wall, over the wall, burning 24/7, and it stinks to high heaven. And what Jesus is saying is, you don't want to be thrown in there. Like, don't act like trash so you're not treated like trash. And anybody who had ever been to Jerusalem knew that stinking fire pit, certainly wouldn't have wanted to go there, and could hear the message, don't treat people that way. Yeah, you can follow the letter of the law, don't murder. But we know there's much more depth to that. And Jesus then talks about reconciliation. He says, if you've got anything going on with your neighbor, then go and fix it before you bring your offering to the altar, to the temple. You see, when people messed up, they would bring their offering, a sheep or a goat or two turtle doves, to the altar to be burned in sacrifice, in offering to God. And it says, before you do that, you've got to go with a clean heart. And so before you bring your offering, before you bring your offering, you need to say sorry, and you go to make it up. Because if you still have that anger in your heart while you bring your offering, then you haven't figured it out. We do the same thing today. Every Sunday, we make our confession. Every Sunday, we offer that gap between the invitation until we start saying confession for us to think about all those little and big mistakes we've made, and then to make our confession to God and say, sorry. And not only I messed up, but we messed up, and the ways we messed up. And then we say the peace. Go make peace with your neighbor is what the scripture says. We make peace. And the original intent of that was not to greet everybody in the congregation, but to go to those one or two with which you've had a little bit of a rub and make peace. And then bring your offerings of food and wine and money to the temple. Then make sacrifice, make offering. And Jesus is saying, do that. You know the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your strength and with all your being. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. And we're not always so good at that. And so then Jesus continues and says, do not commit adultery. And not only do not commit adultery, I say, don't even lust in your heart. And I say, if just looking at that thing that you covet, whatever that thing is, then pluck your eye out, because it's better for you to go around with one eye. And he doesn't mean that it's better to go around with one eye, but he's saying, whatever part of you is lusting after that thing that you shouldn't have, get rid of it. It's better to do that than to be thrown in that burning garbage dump. And then the two sentences we don't hear this week, we should hear next week, but instead it's the transfiguration, is, and you have heard it said, love your neighbor. And Jesus says, and I tell you to love your enemy. And what I know is that's probably the hardest thing for most of us, to love your enemy. It's hard enough to love ourselves, but for those that we have problems with, how do you do that? And part of how we do that is to know God's love. To know that God has loved us from the beginning of time, that God created us. And I think of all the scriptures that talks about God's love for us, where God says, and I will be your God and you will be my people. And I've promised that you will be as numerous as the stars in heaven or the sand of the sea. I think of 1 Corinthians 13, where it talks about love. It's often read at weddings. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous or boastful or arrogant or rude. And then it says, but, you know, we humans tend to lose that a little bit. And it says, but love never ends. God's love never ends. And if you don't get it, in Romans 8 it says that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. And it lists everything you can imagine. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. But can you believe that that neighbor that you have a disagreement with is loved as much as you are? Can you believe that every human being on this planet through all eternity is just as loved and beloved as you are? And when we can show that God's love within our lives and throughout the world, then God's light will shine like the dawn. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join in reaffirming your faith in the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 358 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God.
Prayers of the people this morning is Form 6, be found on page 392. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world. We pray for the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them, We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father.
May your compassion forgive us our sins,
known and unknown,
that is done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live to serve you in the newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome. Good
morning.
So I got to show you what I got from the Sunday school. I think, and then Patty, what do you have? Where did she go? The light shines for coffee hour. Thank you to those of you who created that love and joy in this community, as you all do. Are there any announcements from the gathered community? Yes, Sue. And you notice in your bulletin it talks about Lent, which is right around the corner. The Ash Wednesday service will be here at noon, with the followed by the light luncheon. And then 7 o'clock that night we'll also have imposition of ashes and a Eucharist. And then next week we'll put out the schedule for the whole Lenten series. Pastor Paul and I were working on that this week. Any other announcements from the group?
You want to do the fire thing?
Sure, do the fire thing.
So the vestry is considering putting in fire protection system. It's a significant amount of money. And what we discussed at the last meeting was, let's get the congregation's opinion. So I know Karen's talked to a few of you. If you have any questions, I'm the guy that got the quote, so I have the most information. I brought the paperwork with me. But it essentially is smoke detectors, and there's a beam for up here that will detect a significant amount of smoke, and we'll set off an alarm. It goes directly to an alarm monitoring company. So right now, the building's empty most of the time. We're a little concerned about that. So if you have input you want or questions, let me know.
So if you couldn't hear that, the vestry has been talking about a fire detection system or smoke detection system, which is quite expensive. And so if you want to hear more about it, or if you have questions about it, please talk to Nick, because we are looking at, is this something we want to do? And we think it's something we want to do. And then where are we going to come up with the funding? And there's been discussion around that. So please talk to Nick if you have questions or want more information. Other announcements. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Eucharistic Prayer Bee continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and the blood of and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Those communion prayers found on page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as
living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.